Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share the Word that is going to bring forth victory in your life. And today we're going to give you principles that are important for you to stand upon and rely upon when you are fighting the battle against the enemy. And especially we're going to talk about what to do when it looks like things just aren't working. I'll tell you, God is a God who performs His Word. And these principles are going to be important to be established in your life. First of all, always make God your total source. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You let the Lord be your total source. He's your Savior. He's your healer. He's your provider. He's the one that gives you wisdom. He's the one that gives you strength and will carry you through to walk in the ways of victory. If you aren't seeing things happen, be sure that God is your total source. Don't be looking to the ways of man. Don't be looking to the arm of the flesh. Be looking to the Lord and His Word. Get in the Word of God. A second principle that's important is you're going to have to rely on the covenant relationship that you have with God. Psalms 105 verse 8, He remembered His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations. In Psalms 111 verse 5, it says He is ever mindful of His covenant. God watches over His word. And the fact the Bible says if He will keep His covenant and His testimony, then He is going to bring forth His blessings. And we are going to be raised up to rule and reign in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a covenant relationship with God. God does things according to covenant relationship. That means we have our responsibility and He's got His responsibility. Whatever He says that we're to do, we must carry it out. And then he will perform His word. If we do such and such, then He will do what He says in His word. So rely on the covenant and stand upon the word, but be sure that you are a hearer and a doer of the word yourself. Now in James chapter 4 verse 7, we see another principle. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You've got to be submissive to God, yielded unto the Lord. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. You're going to have to be submissive to God. I find that one of the biggest problems in Christians' lives is they're really not submissive to God in all things. They submit to God in what they want. No, you've got to submit to God in all things. You've got to learn to hearken diligently under the voice of the Lord your God and to do His word consistently. Are you in submission to God? Are you submitted to do His word? Do you yield yourself to the Lord and walk in His ways? As you do that, you're going to resist the devil and he will flee from you, praise God. Another thing that's important is you need to have the fear of the Lord before you. If you're going to walk with the Lord, you've got to walk in the fear of the Lord. And that's because you're going to hate evil and you're going to have the reverential respect and awe of God. You're going to submit to His word. When His word is first place, you know that His word is the ways of life and you're going to walk in the light of it and you're not going to go contrary to it. You're walking in the fear of the Lord. And this is so important. The Bible says the angel of the Lord camps round about those that fear Him and He delivers them. God's angels will camp round about you if you have the fear of the Lord. They will deliver you, praise God. It says, O taste and see the Lord's good, blessed is the man that trusts in Him. O fear the Lord, ye saints, for there's no want to them that fear Him. When you have the fear of the Lord and the submission to God and you're relying on the covenant and He's your total source and you're looking to His word, there is not going to be any want whatsoever. God is going to come on the scene and He will bring forth a victory in your life. Another principle is we cannot blame God for the problem. In Psalms 84 verse 11, the Bible says, the Lord God's a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. If you'll walk uprightly according to the Word of God, He's not withholding anything. So many times people will blame God and say, well, God, why didn't you do this? You're blaming God and saying in essence that he was withholding some blessing from coming to pass in your life. That is error. The Bible declares that he's the one who will bless those that are righteous, that are walking in the ways of righteousness. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. God is not holding anything back. He is for us. In fact, Romans 8 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? God's on our side. God wants you blessed. He wants you healed. He wants you victorious. He wants you to be set free. He wants you delivered from that situation. He wants you to have a good, prosperous life. That's the will of God in all things. So if these things are not happening, then who's the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? It's the devil. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't let the devil deceive you and make you think that God's holding anything back. God's word is yes. His promises, 2 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God are yea and in him amen. He is going to bring it to pass. You know, some people will sit there and say, well, you know, the sovereignty of God, he can just do anything he wants. I'll tell you, there's so much out there that's incorrect according to the word of God. Don't fall for that type of teaching. That is incorrect. God has given his word, and he just doesn't do anything he wants whenever he wants. He's no respecter of persons. You can't say, well, God will heal one, but he won't heal another. That's false. God is one who will heal us of all of our diseases. You can't say, well, I know God prospered one, but I guess he doesn't want me to prosper. That must be the sovereignty of God of what he wants to do. That's contrary to the word. God is no respecter of persons. His promises are for all. That sovereignty of God explanation that people give a lot of times is saying, well, God's an independent authority and he can do anything he wants. No, God has bound himself by his word. In fact, he watches over his word to perform it. The Lord is on our side and he will perform the word. If you're not seeing something happen, there is a reason. There could be sin in the camp. Or there could be inherited generational curse that you need to break that's causing your problem. Or there could be some activity of demonic spirits or something going on. There definitely is a hindrance coming forth either from the devil or a sin or a lack of knowledge or something in our life. Don't ever blame God or think that, well, God, this is just what God wants to do in my life. That is error. God will perform his word. Now what do you need to do? James chapter 1 tells us that we should go and we should ask for wisdom. You need wisdom to see what's going on so God can show you what to do in this situation. The Bible says if any of you lack wisdom in James 1:5, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He doesn't hold it back. It shall be given unto him. When you ask, be sure you ask in faith, nothing wavering. That's the only way you're going to receive from the Lord. But you go to the Lord for wisdom, and he will give you wisdom. Remember, Jesus has made unto us wisdom. He is our wisdom. And when you go and seek God, he will give it unto you. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Now, another point is you need to get in the Word of God and put on the armor of God. Many Christians want to see the power of God be in operation, but they haven't done what's necessary to have the power resident in them, to be able to be empowered and release power out of them. You've got to put on the armor of God. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When you study this out, be strong in the Lord means to be inwardly empowered. And where it says, in the power of his might, is referring to the outward manifestation of his power and his force and his might being released. God wants you inwardly empowered and releasing outward power. How are you going to do that? The next verse says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now that doesn't say put on the whole armor of God and maybe you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It says that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Otherwise, if you truly have the armor of God on, you can stand against all the wiles of the devil. Remember, we're not warring against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. We're going to have to get in the Word and put on the whole armor of God. That's the word in our mind, producing that helmet of salvation. The word in our heart, the breastplate of righteousness. that word that is directing our steps with that preparation of the gospel of peace, that word that is going to be coming forth out of our mouth to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, that shield of faith. We're also going to have that word before us ready to smite the enemy as we speak forth the word with a sword of the Spirit. We're going to release the word of God out of us. So you got to have the word in you in all parts of your being, coming out of your mouth and in your mind and in your heart and directing your steps in what you do. As you have the word in you, you will put on the armor of God. You'll be speaking the word, and you are going to see, you're going to stand against the wiles of the enemy. In fact, you are going to overcome in life. But you got to have the armor on. You can't be sitting there thinking on doubt. Can't be thinking on negatives. Can't be in fear. Can't be letting the devil have place through areas of sin. If there's sin in the camp, you can't win your battle. So if you're not winning your battle, there's got to be a reason. Don't ever think that God's holding anything back. Get in the Word of God and get that armor of God on so you are inwardly strengthened and releasing the power of God flowing out of you as you act upon it. Another principle is important. Maintain trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't ever let yourself fall back into distrust. Trust in the Lord. Trust in his word. He is going to bring his promises to pass in your life. Another principle is for you to start speaking forth the word of God and confessing God's word. The Bible says that we believe in our heart unto our righteousness, and we confess with our mouth unto salvation. You need to open up your mouth and start speaking what God's word declares. You see, he takes his word and he hearkens unto it, and he performs that word in your life. The angels hearken to the voice of the word that you speak. God wants you to get that word in your mouth, start speaking it. That's the way you release your faith, the way the spirit of faith works. I believe, therefore I've spoken. Start speaking what God's word says and maintain, hold fast your confession and don't let the enemy have place. So we've seen today that we need to put God as our source, rely on his covenant, be submissive to him, walk in the fear of the Lord, never blame God, know that he's going to bring his promise to pass, get the wisdom of God, get in the word, get the armor of God on, maintain trust and confess the word, and he'll bring forth victory in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.